Hello, good afternoon, good evening, and then good morning. I said it out of sequence on purpose. Today is May 6th. So I want to talk about the current events of today. You might be hearing about it a week later. But my settlement of how I feel about the situation, about the teachers' layoffs, or teachers not wanting to be teachers anymore because of the current events, and also not having enough teachers in the systems to teach classrooms. So there's a whole lot to be said about the current education problem, all the way from the elementary and all the way to college. But let's just specifically focus between the elementary to high school. Because here, this is where everyone gets shaped. These are the memories that kids are going to always remember. And to be quite honest with you, there's a lot wrong with the school system. But at the same instance, there's a lot that they're doing right in the school system. First off, and if we're looking at it from the standpoint of literacy, and yeah, it could definitely be better. I don't think we'll ever get better. So we've reached a status quo. And if we're talking about literacy in reading, in math, then I think we've reached a status quo. I think we're just going to be okay. Not above average and not under. But we're consistently comparing ourselves with other countries. But yet we're still leading as the world currency and soon to be under that. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because a lot of teachers don't want to be teachers anymore for various reasons. And I was listening to a YouTube channel that had mentioned that teachers were having issues with parents being helicopter parents and not allowing the teachers to teach. Now, this is a double edge because when teachers are mentioning this, that the parents are inserting themselves into the education system, it's also a good thing because we want the best that the teacher can provide to our students or the students themselves. I don't want this to be a bickering contest because I know teachers bring a lot to the table to the point where they have to deal with the students and also the material along with the parents, informing the parents of their current education. What's not acceptable, right, is an absent parent. What's not acceptable is a lackadaisical teacher. And what's not acceptable is a parent that is completely off hands. There's a quick and fine balance between all these three dimensions that needs to be had. The reason why I'm saying this is because one weighs more than the other can throw the balance off. Without this perfect triangle, you're soon to be in balance or imperfect. But to talk about imperfect, that is pretty much where that's everything in life as a whole. Not every dimension needs to be perfect. It just needs to exist. Now, what I am saying is that for whatever reasons, teachers don't want to be teaching students because of various of reasons, and that could mean that the criteria that's being pushed upon them is a lot more superior than their teaching methods. So let's reverse that again a little bit so that you get a little bit of context. The problem that we were having back in the days were teaching equality. And some teachers found it easier to teach in a certain manner. They had ways of teaching that didn't always meet the standard. And some teachers were falling below the standards, and some teachers were above the standards. Now, to be in the middle of that standard, it's been thought that the government can go ahead and start setting the standards in regards to, hey, this is where students need to be in order to be at a healthy and reasonable literacy rate. Why are we doing this? Well, now you have standards, and the teachers don't like standards. But you're telling a teacher how to do their job. Now, with that being said, there's a lot of pressure, not specifically from the students or the parents, but the faculty and those above them, the education, the board. Now, all of that comes from the top, from the government, down to the board, or the state, then to the board, then to the board and the education. It's not a straight shot, but for the most part, if you could understand that for the most part, you could understand that a lot of these teachers would rather get out of the teaching and also earn the same pay. Right now, we're in the boomer section of the world where a lot of these teachers are on the older end of the spectrum, meaning they're in their 70s or closer to 60 going on 70, right? There's nothing wrong with being older. What I am saying is they're closer to retirement than they are starting their career. So a lot of these students that were in the classroom as soon as they're done with high school, they have several choices, and those choices are very simple. You join the workforce, you go to a trade school, you learn something like welding, plumbing, hairdressing. You go to college, you learn a particular topic, concentrated. It could be a science of some sort, right? A BS or a liberal art, whatever you feel that is necessary to career progress. Or you join the military. Several options. But a lot of these students are not choosing to go to school for early childhood development or just education as a whole. None of the students ever see it as a benefit because a lot of the students are chasing what seems to be the next trending topic or thing. And that thing can definitely mean I'm going to be an cybersecurity, IT specialist. I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer, maybe less of a lawyer. With the caveat, or at least with the idea of making seven, maybe six figures, let's just say six figures, 100K. That being said, they're chasing these dreams because that's what their parents are selling them. And a lot of these teenagers are parents of older millennials, right? Along with parents who are in their 50s and telling them, if you want to make it out in today's world, you need to have an education. Go to college. Don't join the military. Whatever you do. Don't become a teacher. If you really love it and you love kids, then fine. But there is no money there. But remember what I said, right? A lot of these teachers don't want to be teaching because of this, which also leaves a bad taste in these kids' mouth, which means the image of the teacher in that classroom had pushed them away to do something different than teaching. Because it used to be the teacher was the role model. It used to be where the teacher had control of the classroom. It was never about the money. And if we had to look at the money, you would have been at a loss. We're selling individuals the American dream, but yet we're forgetting why we're working. Yes, it would always take two, a couple, to make it. So, which is the reason why you see teachers as females, which is the predominantly females, right? The schools themselves are predominantly females. That's key indicator that a lot of the females would go to school and choose the role of educator. Now, with that being said, what are we saying to these young adults? That teaching is not a good thing? Well, to spin this one around a little bit, the other thing too is that the government's going broke. A lot of the teachers don't want to work in the inner cities. They just don't. And a lot of the kids who go to school don't want to take this on and work in the inner cities. for many of and various of reasons, but I can point for one, and that's straight violence. For anybody who's worked in the inner cities or in the city, you will know that some of these schools have barbed wires. They have security guards. They have detectors. They have see-through backpacks. And sometimes you have random checks from security guards to make sure that you aren't carrying any weapons. Safety is number one. The second part is unnecessary fights that occur within the classroom, the straight disrespect from students to the teacher. Teachers don't have the mental capacity to be dealing with students with at least 30 students in one classroom. And let me share this much. One teacher can be teaching up to 20 kids at once. And let me just say this much. If 20 students are being sat down, how many of those students are going to fall behind? So we're saying that the standard is that every student should pass the state exam at the same rate as the rest of the students, and those who are falling behind, those 5, maybe 10, who knows, maybe 3. Those students now become the bullhorn to your failure because you have 20 students and you have 3 that fail or become marginally passing. Teachers lose that oomph to want to be there. Because of that, they give up the job. And because they give up the job, the state looks at it differently and say, well, we're going to unfund you because you were not able to meet the standards. And technically, that's exactly what happens. When I was working, at least near the city, a lot of these I knew one congresswoman that would tell me that if the school does not meet the standard, that they would be unfunded or at least given less of funding than they would go on probation. What does that tell you? Where's the motivation factor? Where does it say a fresh 22, 25-year-old to come into this school system to teach a bunch of hard-headed kids in the inner city that just wants to fight you? 1, broken homes. 2, kids want to fight. 3, just plain old violence, okay? This is not a blame on either the teacher or the students. It is a combination of all 3 things. Remember, the triangle. And the fall, and it starts to fall apart in these 3 areas. I'm not providing any solutions because I don't have any solutions. I can say provide them with meals. I can say provide them with a better education. I say provide the teachers with better ammunition, such as allowing for flexibility, being able to toss students out where they're not supposed to. And these are all great things. But the reality is that the United States does not say you need to, well, the United States will not allow a teacher to kick out a student because of no child left behind. And obviously, that right there has been lapsed over to something different or a different degree. But that's where it essentially came from. Obviously, there's a lot of things that are wrong, which is the reason why a lot of these teachers go into the inner city because it's more money. But this is the reason why a lot of these teachers end up leaving the school systems overall. They rather be doing something different, like, I don't know, bagging groceries, or perhaps going to Amazon for the same pay, or perhaps becoming an assistant of some sort, or perhaps working at a gas station. These are real things. Or a bartender, which they make about $300 a night on tips. As you can tell, they have options. The thing is, the pay itself has never been changed. It hasn't gone up with the times at all, which also plays into the part of children who are young adults choosing colleges, like University of what have you, of Texas. You think a lot of these students are choosing to be early childhood developers or development, choosing English with the intent of becoming an English teacher or going to math to be with the intent of becoming a math teacher? No, they're not. Because they're saying that if I pay about $80,000 to $100,000 for school, you think I want to make and to make what? A measly $48,000 a year, maybe $50,000 on a good year? As you can tell, the system is broke to think that having a high-paying job or going to college to get a high-paying job should be the norm. I get a master's degree to only earn $60,000. But I think the mentality has to be shifted here a little bit because I think we need to also address that one too as well. To start telling young folks that you need to climb the corporate ladder, you need to climb up to senior leadership positions, which then leads to more pay, experience, but you can't always expect to be paid more with no experience. So with the more experience you have, the less errors you will make, the more sound decisions you will make. As I said in my previous podcast, and I'll continue to say this every single time, it's critical thinking that pays the bills. Critical thinking is what leads to better choices. Having a group environment of individuals who think like you, act like you, is better than having individuals fight you on the idea because you know you're making a mistake. I'm going to leave this one at 16 minutes and 30 seconds, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.